Talk Radio 640 WGST.
Hello and welcome to Talk with Green Guy. And we're talking everything green. And I'm covering green and sustainability like nobody else. I'm your host. My name is Eric Moncrief, and I am the Green Guy. Welcome to Talk Radio 640 WGST and iHeartRadio. We are broadcasting from the heart of Atlanta, Georgia, in the prestigious neighborhood and community known as Buckhead. This show is brought to you by the Ray C. Anderson Foundation, which is working to advance a more sustainable future for the environment, business, and society. Go to RayCAndersonFoundation.org, RayCAndersonFoundation.org. Also, EarthX. EarthX is educating and inspiring people for a more sustainable future. EarthX connects citizens, educators, students, businesses, nonprofits, and global leaders to explore solutions for today's environmental challenges. The EarthX Environmental Expo returns to Dallas, Texas, April 26th through April 28th with conferences, film screenings, an auto show, virtual reality zone, and fun for the entire family. To register for more information, go to earthx.org, earthx.org. Well, welcome back. Welcome back, everyone. I thank you. If this is the first time you've tuned into the Talk with Green Guy show, I thank you. If you've been following these shows, my aim, my goal is to keep you informed and educated about what is going on in the sustainability community and help give you the tools, resources, and information to live a happy, healthy, and sustainable green life. Sustainability is the ability to meet the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs. You can also listen to the Talk with Green Guy show at progressivevoices.com, and you can download the Progressive Voices app. Well, another special show lined up for everybody this morning. In studio, I've got a gentleman who's going to talk to us about a company called Rubicon Global, which is one of the leading companies in the country, if not the world. Their mission is to end waste, period. And, man, we're going to hear all about this exciting organization. So with that, we got a lot to get to. I want to bring and introduce to the Talk of Green Guys show the Vice President of Sustainability, Mr. David Rachelson. Welcome to the Talk of Green Guys show, sir.
Thank you so much, Eric. It's an honor to be here and to have this conversation we're about to have.
Absolutely. Hey, Dave, thank you for being here. So before we get into Rubicon, why don't you share a little bit about your background in sustainability, sir?
Yeah, absolutely. I, interestingly enough, can trace my interest in sustainability to a very specific point in time, and that is May 1989. Mm. There was an oil spill that had happened off the coast of Alaska. I was 8 years old.
Wow.
And I got very motivated by that event and wanting to help and give back. So I pulled together fellow friends and neighbors in my neighborhood, and we went up and down the street. We formed an organization called the Rad Recyclers.
Okay.
And we went up and down the street, and we collected cans.
Wow.
We put flyers. We talked to our neighbors. They left their cans out. We would collect them, take them to the local collection facility.
Yeah.
Take the proceeds from those cans and give them to a local nonprofit. And so from there forward, I always had this passion about trying to give back to the community and the environment. And that's why it's such a privilege to have the role I have today. And in many ways, I feel that I've come full circle,
yeah,
doing very similar things to what I did with the Rad Recyclers, but on a much more global and greater scale.
I love it, man. The power of one, just getting it done. So that leads us into Rubicon. How you landed there? First of all, what is Rubicon, David?
Yeah, absolutely. Rubicon is a technology company in the waste and recycling industry with a mission to end waste.
Mm-hmm.
It has a few different segments, but essentially we sit at the intersection of the waste generator, buildings, corporations, companies, and the actual hauling community that takes away those materials. And so we work to enable, through technology, both sides of that equation. And we fundamentally believe that there's a different and more effective way to deal with the waste materials that we create.
Right.
And technology is how we do it. And we believe that through that technology, businesses, cities can be more sustainable,
yeah,
and customers can have a more enjoyable experience with right. their waste and recycling provider, and the hauling community can be empowered to win more business, to compete in a competitive marketplace, and to ultimately grow their businesses.
Well, I don't want to, I'm not going to name names, but you know, everybody knows the other competitors out there in the waste industry, right? But you guys aren't the typical waste company. So technology is the thing that really drives Rubicon, because you guys got a special way that you guys are doing things.
Yeah, absolutely. So we fundamentally, so first and foremost, we're asset light. We don't own assets such as landfills.
Okay.
Therefore, we are agnostic in many ways as to where someone's waste and recycling materials go. We don't have any incentives to bury that material. And therefore, we really work with all of our customers and partners to put them on a plan to, over time, reduce their waste generation and look for more circular solutions, more sustainable solutions that will provide a greater, a more favorable environmental footprint, be in most cases more cost effective, and ultimately position these businesses as sustainable businesses, which we know are what is being required and demanded from this consumer base that is growing more and more.
Gotcha.
And that is the millennial base, the sustainable community that really wants to put their wallet where their mouth is and support businesses that are more sustainable.
Gotcha. So let's just be clear about the waste, the type of waste that Rubicon is involved in, right? I mean, are we talking just normal household garbage, or are we talking waste from, like you said, you mentioned that you guys work with office buildings, municipalities,
yeah,
things of that nature. So it's anything you guys,
right? So
anything.
we have a few major segments.
Okay.
So the first segment and how the business really started was with large multinational, what we call key account businesses that have multi locations, and those are businesses that are, let's say, retail, or that have distribution centers that could be commercial offices. And so they have very complex and unique needs.
Okay.
Then we went into and said there's a underserviced area of the business world that doesn't have choices, and that's the small and medium business.
Right.
So we took the scale that we built with the larger businesses and then applied that solution to small and medium businesses, the pizza shop on the corner, the dry cleaners. And so that's one of the main areas that we've gone into. And then there's another one I'll talk to in a minute.
Awesome. All right, folks, we need to go to a break. But when we come back, we're going to continue this great conversation with the Vice President of Sustainability, Rubicon Global, David Rachelson. This is Eric Moncrief, Talk with Green Guys Show. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Talk Radio 640 WGST.
All right, we're back. Eric Moncrief, Talk with Green Guy Show, Talk Radio 640 WGST and iHeartRadio. This segment of the Talk with Green Guy Show brought to you by Water Signal. Aging pipes and leaky fixtures can be a property owner's worst nightmare. Using an intelligent, non-invasive device, Water Signal accurately measures water consumption and reports the data in real time to a secure dashboard. When a leak occurs, Water Signal sends an immediate alert via text and email, preventing costly water loss and property damage. Water Signal saves valuable time and provides a unique insight on our most precious resource, water. For more information, go to watersignal.com today. All right, back to our guest in studio, Vice President of Sustainability, David Rachelson, Rubicon Global. David, before we left on break, you were talking about your impact on with cities. Go ahead and continue that, sir.
Yeah, absolutely. Before the break, I was talking about Rubicon's main business segments. And I started by saying that we first started as a company with large, big companies mm-hmm. that have massive waste reduction needs. We then went into the small and medium segment, and then the most recent area that we've really entered into, and that's our smart cities business unit. And that's really exciting. That's okay. where we take our technology on, whether it's in an iPhone or other devices that we plug into vehicles, we give them to the municipal fleets of cities, the actual trucks that drive around and collect waste and recycling.
Right.
And we provide immense amount of data and insights to those cities. So in one area, what we provide is operational effectiveness and efficiencies. How is the truck performing? Is it braking really hard? Is it idling? Is it speeding? Are there maintenance needs? So mm-hmm. that really speaks to the public works department and some of the needs they have in keeping their vehicles working well.
Right.
Then there is the customer responsiveness aspect of it. So, for instance, in the city of Atlanta, we have plugged in our technology with the 311 or the customer service division of the city.
Okay.
So now if a resident calls or asks for questions related to the recovery of their recycling or waste, the city can now have specific information as to when that truck came and if there was a problem, what that problem was. Mm. And then the third area is the sustainability aspect. Which neighborhoods are recycling really well, are participating? Which areas have contamination mm-hmm. and need specific targeting? So through this technology and the data that's gathered, we're able to provide micro-targeting opportunities for cities to specifically train and educate certain areas on what is happening. And that ultimately will help increase the effectiveness of the participation and rates for the city. One other really important thing that we've realized and discovered through working with over 30 cities now mm-hmm. is that the waste and recycling vehicle is, in many respects, an underutilized asset. And what I mean by that is it goes up and down every street every week. It's the only city vehicle that does that. And so it could be gathering a lot more information than simply around waste and recycling. Mm-hmm. So we're really working with our technology team and the innovation aspects of our company to look to collect even greater information related to potholes in cities, vacant homes, chronically immobile vehicles, which is the phrase I learned for cars that have been parked somewhere for a very long time, and other types of information, air quality. So right. this is really reimagining
yeah.
what that vehicle can be.
And that's really, very exciting. Really, all this data collection is making these cities just much more efficient.
Without question.
Wow.
Without question. That is the ability to gather the information necessary to make decisions. And that's a key premise throughout the entire evolution of Rubicon.
Exactly.
Especially in this industry, it is extraordinarily difficult to get data. So as we look out over the Atlanta skyline,
yeah.
every building in downtown Atlanta has one water provider and one energy provider. It is much more simple to gather that data. But there are dozens of different waste and recycling haulers that have data in a lot of different formats that have different types of information. So what we provide for our customers and partners is that one source of truth. So we do through machine learning, analytics, and having the right team in place, we're able to aggregate that data over multiple locations into mm-hmm. one number. And of course, you can then break it down if you want, but you can get that one number of your waste and recycling impact, just like you could get that one number on water or energy.
Rubicon is so much more than a waste company.
That's exactly right.
Wow.
We're a technology company at our core.
Yeah.
And that is what we see as the future of the industry. If you think about it, the waste and recycling industry is arguably the oldest or one of the oldest industries in the world.
Yeah, exactly.
The Romans buried their waste.
Sure.
Very similar to how we do today.
Yeah, yeah.
There has not been a significant amount of innovation or technology brought to this industry that is so large and so old in many ways that that same technology that's impacted positively so many other industries. And so we want to do that because the amount of waste that we generate as a society is unsustainable in many ways. And that's why we want to use the technology that we've offered, the business model that we've created to really deliver a more sustainable way to deal with the waste that we generate as a society.
Well, Rubicon has certainly changed the game. Let's get back to something, David, you said. Right now you're operating in about 30 cities, municipalities, right? But I understand you guys have also taken this thing global or wider. So you're in Japan now. So share with us, you know, what's going on in the Japan market.
Yeah, absolutely. So Rubicon is a certified B Corp.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a type of company similar to Patagonia or Seventh Generation, where we've said we are going to use our business model to do something positive for society or the environment.
Right.
And in our case, it's our mission to end waste. And what we realized is that we had put a lot of emphasis in the U.S. and we have in North America, really, and we have enormous amount of capabilities there. But if we are really going to solve this global challenge of waste, to really achieve our mission, we have to look beyond our borders in the United States and go global.
Mm-hmm.
And a few weeks ago, we struck an exciting partnership with the Odakyu Group in Japan, which is a large transportation and real estate company. It's one of the older companies in Japan, to bring our business model to Japan. And so that will be, that's an exciting partnership. It's a software as a service, technology driven partnership.
Okay.
And essentially, we're going to support the Odakyu Group in Japan with standing up a Rubicon model there. And that country is a leader when it comes to bringing what's called the circular economy to life.
Right.
They hosted the second annual World Circular Economy Summit last year.
Okay.
The state Minister for the Environment of Japan said that one of his main priorities during their presidency of the G20 this year in 2019 is to bring awareness around the circular economy.
Yes.
And I can describe a little more about what that means.
Yeah, sure. Please go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. So Rubicon is really committed to bringing into reality what's called the circular economy. The way that we operate is society today is linear. So what that means is we take natural resources from the environment, we make a product, and then we throw it away. That's linear, right? It's very one directional.
That's right.
The circular economy, what it does is it says, let's rethink that linear model. And the waste, quote unquote waste, that is generated in the linear model becomes an input for production in the circular economy. So what happens is you're wasting less, and at the same time, you're using less natural resources. And as we grow as a society, as population expands rapidly, we really need to bring about this circular economy,
right?
Because otherwise we'll deplete the natural resources. And Rubicon's fundamental business model is, how can we take the waste that's generated today and send it to recycling, reuse, or upcycling solutions?
Right.
And it certainly is a journey. It takes time, given the fundamental economics of the way that the landfill model is built.
Right.
But we're really working diligently to bring about this circular economy model in a scalable and real way.
Right. Man, companies like Rubicon Global, Coca-Cola, I mean, companies like you guys are driving this circular economy thing, and it needs to be, because we need to repurpose these materials, and it that becomes a whole nother economic base after we do that.
Absolutely.
So, wow. All right, folks, what a great conversation. We need to go to a break. When we get back, we're going to continue with the Vice President of Rubicon Global, David Rachelson. This is Eric Moncrief, Talk with Green Guys Show. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Talk Radio 640 WGST.
All right, we're back. Eric Moncrief, Talk with Green Guy Show. Talk Radio 640 WGST and iHeartRadio. All right, everybody, the Green Guy Media is the media partner for the Pac-12 Sustainability Conference. That's going to be in University of Washington in Seattle, Washington, June 25th, June 26th. The Pac-12 is the first collegiate sports conference to convene a high-level symposium focused entirely on integrating sustainability into college athletics and on campuses. ELNCOM is the environmental leader and an energy manager conference. That's going to be in Denver, May 13th through May 15th. At ELNCOM, you will discover the most current energy programs and initiatives in manufacturing, transportation, healthcare, retail, and education. You will leave with an arsenal of tools to help you increase your efficiency, reduce costs, and minimize your impact on the environment. Remember, when you register for both of these conferences or either one, use the Green Guy code and get 20% off at registration. All right, back to David Rachelson, Vice President, Sustainability, Rubicon Global. Man, this is great information that you're sharing with us, David. I mean, Rubicon is much, much more than a waste company. I mean, basically, you guys are a technology company that has gotten into the waste business.
That's right.
To implement programs and technology to make things better for corporations, municipalities, and people overall. Mm-hmm. But share with us more specifically, David, how does Rubicon help businesses?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of listeners and other folks will go into work tomorrow and they may wonder, what can I do? Mm-hmm. And dealing with the waste that we generate is more complex and confusing than turning off a light switch when you leave a room to
right.
conserve energy
right.
or turning off the faucet when you leave the restroom
right.
to save water. And so what we did as a company is we have a lot of knowledge in our four walls of our office, if you will. And we said, let's take it out of those four walls and deliver it to the world.
Yeah.
And so we created the Rubicon Method, which is a six-step program for implementing a successful waste reduction and recycling program in any type of building or office, anywhere.
Okay.
And so what it is it's a acronym that uses the word divert, because ultimately we're trying to divert materials away from landfill and
yes.
into recycling or reuse streams.
Yes.
And what it does is this divert methodology does a few things. First is you need to determine what is in the waste stream currently. So mm-hmm. so take a current assessment of, you know, of where you are. And then it goes through and really creates this incremental step so that you can set up this program.
Okay.
You need to vocalize. You need to explain what is actually happening or what needs to happen to everyone from the janitorial crew mm-hmm. through to the employees themselves. You
right.
need to eliminate waste.
Right.
That's one of the most important things. You need to roll out the program, make sure that the bins are set up
yeah.
in a proper way. You need to then track it. And,
yeah.
and so there's a whole, this whole methodology is something that really takes away some of the confusion and complexity.
Is this, did you create this methodology, David?
The team at Rubicon did.
Gotcha.
So it really was a grassroots effort from the staff at the office. And I supported it and thought it was a great idea, but I won't take the credit for it because it was real team effort.
I got you. Hey, I want to get back to Japan for a second because that's huge, right? Like you said, Japan is a country that sustainability is paramount there, right?
That's right.
So, you know, for them to say, to look at Rubicon and say, okay, we want you guys to come in here and we're going to implement these strategies or this method, these methods that you use in our country or, you know, what have you. I mean, basically, what that says to me is that you guys, this is really a blueprint for global. This is going to be all over the world. It needs to be.
Absolutely. And we would like to think that that's the case. Mm-hmm. And you're absolutely right. Japan is thought of as a very resource efficient society.
Yeah.
It's a big country, but it's also an island. So or a series of islands.
Yeah.
So they've been forced historically to be very effective with their resources. But Rubicon is unique in that we've spent years and invested resources, time, energy, and staff into this one topic of how do we use technology to end waste. And so we are very positive in our global outlook.
Yeah.
And think that this is a great place to start.
Absolutely. Share with us, who are some of your partners? Who are some of the corporate partners that help Rubicon, you know, do all this stuff?
Well, we work with dozens of companies, Fortune 500 companies. We service over 1 million what we call unique service locations. Mm-hmm. And so that's where we are actually facilitating the hauling on behalf of our with our customers and businesses. And so we really run the gamut from some of the largest companies in the world to some of the smallest, and they're all equally important to us because that's the only way we're going to deliver on our mission to end waste.
Let's get back to a government, right? I know you guys are working with some cities around the country, right? So a city comes to Rubicon and says, hey, we need help, right? So I guess the first thing you guys do is do an assessment as to where they are and what they're doing and what the needs might be, right? So it's going to depend upon who the city is and what they're doing. But you guys have a blueprint. You're going to have a blueprint for them to be more efficient.
Absolutely, and cities or businesses. And so before I joined Rubicon, I thought of audits as only being something that accountants do.
Right.
But we actually do what's called a waste audit or a waste assessment. And that is so very important to understanding where the opportunity is.
That's the first thing that's done.
That's right.
Yeah.
So we get to know the waste stream.
Sure.
In a very very detailed way.
Right.
And then we craft solutions to find non-landfill homes for those materials.
Yeah.
So that could be recycling, which is a great place to send things. Or what we're really focused on now in 2019 is to look for even more reuse, upcycling, remanufacturing solutions.
Yeah.
And so that's how you really bring to life the circular economy.
Exactly.
And so,
yeah.
So that's an exciting, really an exciting area for us, because if you think about it, or the way that things have evolved was when we were founded, zero waste to landfill was a very important goal for companies, and it still is.
Yeah.
But they are now close to hitting these targets. And so what you've seen is a great influx of targets related to packaging and waste reduction. And so zero waste to landfill is the engine in a lot of respects for how you achieve and divert waste from landfills. But where business is going, where business really is a leader in this space, is leading towards more designing sustainable packaging.
Mm-hmm.
Creating reuse or reusable opportunities, looking to upcycle materials, meaning take it from where it is today and make it into something of greater value.
Yeah.
And so that's really where things are going. And so we're looking at what's in the waste streams and then helping be the input for so many of these circular solutions.
Wow. All right, folks, we got to go to another break, but what a great conversation we're having this morning with Rubicon Global Vice President of Sustainability, David Richardson. This is Eric Moncrief, Talk with Green Guys Show. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Radio 640 WGST.
Right, it's Eric Moncrief. We're back. Talk with Green Guy Show. Talk Radio 640 WGST and iHeartRadio. Man, having a great time in studio this morning with David Rachelson, Vice President of Sustainability, Rubicon Global. We're just, you know, talking in between the breaks here. But this segment of the Talk with Green Guy Show brought to you by Water Signal. Aging pipes and leaky fixtures can be a property owner's worst nightmare. They use an intelligent, non-invasive device to measure water consumption and report data in real time. When a leak occurs, they Water Signal sends an immediate alert and text to prevent costly water loss and property damage. Water Signal saves you valuable time, and reach out to watersignal.com today to help them monitor your water situation in your buildings. Man, David, I'm full from all the information, great information you've been sharing. But hey, let's talk about, I mean, we've been touching on circular economy and all that. What are some of the challenges to, you know, really completing this goal of this circular economy?
Absolutely. One of the biggest challenges and opportunities to bring to life a circular economy is breaking down the silos between all players within the value chain of products that are produced, used, and then collected. Uh-huh. And so what I mean by that is there are great organizations out there called one is called the Ellen MacArthur Foundation, mm-hmm. Out of the UK. And we're a emerging innovator with that group, and we've signed on to some of their pledges to reduce plastic. And their fundamental premise is we have to break down the silos. So what they are doing is they are bringing together the designers of products, the people who actually have an idea and then they design something.
Right.
And then the producers of the materials for those products, chemical companies and other type of chemists and innovators in materials. And then the CPG and other companies that are promoting these products. And then the recovery solutions like Rubicon and getting them all to talk together.
Got it.
So that is so important so that by the time it gets to Rubicon to recover,
yeah,
we actually are recovering materials that have intrinsic value, that are designed for reuse, yeah, that are designed for their next life, not their end of life.
There you go.
And so that is so very important to bringing to life the circular economy. And again, it's really built on the premise that there are not enough natural resources to continue the take, make, waste model.
Right.
It just won't sustain itself.
Yeah.
And so there are so many extracted resources already in use.
Yeah.
Let's just use what's out there now as inputs into the producing the next thing.
Well said. All right, David. I do the Mayor's Climate Summit series, so I invite mayors from across the country to come on the show. So there could be some mayors listening as we speak right now, some sustainability managers,
right,
directors of cities across the country listening. So if they're listening to this show and have not heard of Rubicon or, you know, the solutions that you guys
right
can provide, how do people reach out and, you know, say, hey, we need to talk to you guys. We need to have
right
an assessment. We need to get this thing rolling.
Well, thank you for that question. So one way is folks, et cetera, could follow me on Twitter, at Rubicon Method.
Mm-hmm.
They could email me at david.rachelson@rubiconglobal.com. And we'd love to have a conversation.
Sure.
As you mentioned, mayors are very, they are really right now some of the biggest warriors and leaders when it comes to creating more sustainable, smart, and responsive cities.
They're the last line of defense in terms of, you know, how a lot of the Paris Agreement has been stripped away and, you know, that sort of thing. So, you know, mayors and cities and governors and whomever mm-hmm else, public officials are taking it on themselves to implement sustainability. Right?
That's exactly right. And we take it so seriously when it comes to mayors that we've brought two really prominent former mayors into our company. So former Indianapolis mayor Stephen Goldsmith is on our board of directors.
Awesome.
And former Philadelphia mayor Michael Nutter is on our advisory board.
Outstanding.
And so just like you said, we see them as the real leaders right now in driving societal change as it relates to sustainability and, but more than that, using technology to be a resource for these urban centers where people congregate now.
Yeah.
And so, very important.
That's the thing. From this whole conversation, David, what I've gotten, man, is that the technology that Rubicon implements is the thing that really sets you guys apart. I mean, nobody else is doing this kind of stuff. And to be able to gather the type of data, like you mentioned, they can gather data on you guys can gather data on potholes in the city. That's important, right?
Right.
I mean, you know, we're talking about not only eliminating waste, but also improving areas of life for people in cities by this data that you guys collect that people now can have and say, hey, here's a problem that we need to address.
And I would really, you're absolutely right. And right now, we've been very successful. But when we were founded, this idea wasn't evident. Mm. And so really, that was a testament to the vision and perseverance of our co-founders, Nate Morris and Mark Spiegel.
Mm-hmm.
And they really saw this vision, and they really knew that this could happen, that we would be sitting here, that I would be sitting here in 2019.
Sure. Sharing this.
And it wasn't, you know, whenever you start a company, it's not a given. And so the vision and the perseverance of our founders and leaders has been very remarkable in terms of their ability to really chart the future and understand that there are so many forces working in Rubicon's favor right now. So if you think about it, consumers are demanding more sustainable products, right? So you have a consumer wanting this type of solution.
Yeah.
There are smart regulations banning materials in landfills.
Yeah.
And so that is something that is helping the business, but also helping the environment. For instance, food waste in landfills creates methane.
Yes.
And methane is a very potent greenhouse gas.
That's
so
right.
Banning food waste makes good sense.
All right. Well, you just teed me up for my last question for you, David. I mean, there's so much more to get to with Rubicon Global, but man, what does the future look like at Rubicon?
Absolutely. So I think a lot of what we've talked about is already signaling the future.
Mm.
There is global demand for more circular and sustainable solutions in the waste and recycling industry, as evidenced by our partnership in Japan with the Odekyu Group. And we've also have a partnership and an investment from Suez, which is a French large leading waste and recycling and water company.
Okay.
So global growth is very important.
Awesome.
But ultimately, the future is where the landfill is no longer the default mechanism to take away your waste.
Right.
And instead, what we produce as waste is simply recirculated. And we want to play a role in that. And we're very excited about that.
Man, we're going to have to leave it there, David. But thank you so much for being on the Talk with Green Guy show and sharing Rubicon Global and your mission to end waste. You guys are definitely on the right track, and I think we're going to see some more great things coming from Rubicon. So nothing but continued success to you guys.
Well, Eric, thank you for the opportunity to be here, and thank you for all that you do to really raise awareness from sustainability leaders across the country.
Thank you, sir.
Very good.
All right, folks, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you, Water Signal. Thank you, EarthX. Thank you, Ray C. Anderson Foundation. Remember to visit me at greenguymedia.com. Be the change you want to see in the world today. Make today your best day. Think and live green. Talk to you next week, Greenheads. This is Eric Moncrief, the Green Guy.